When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey! Bad friends, we got more dates for the fall.
We got game.
We got game,
and we got shows coming up.
We got shows in the fall. So look, we shifted some shows. We added a second show, Saturday, September 16th in Munhall, PA.
Munhall!
Then, Friday, October 6th.
October 6th,
we're going to be in
Boston, Massachusetts.
Then, October 21st, we're going to be in Washington, D.C.
I've heard of it.
And then October 28th, we're going to be in Belco Theater at Denver, Colorado.
That's my favorite Belco of all the Belcos.
And then Friday, November 24th, we are at the Riverside Theater in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And then the 25th of November, we go to Chicago Theater,
What's up? Where the creatures are.
And then November 30th, we're in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Where I got molested.
And then Friday, December 1st, we're at the Orpheum in Madison, Wisconsin.
More dates to come.
But that second show added in Munhall, Boston, D.C., Denver, Milwaukee, Chicago, Minneapolis, Madison. Let's go. Go to badfriendspod.com. Badfriendspod.com. And here's the deal. The pre-sale for the artist pre-sale is Wednesday. Starts this Wednesday, June 21st at 10 a.m.
Oh, that's good.
And it goes until Thursday, June 22nd. Password is badfriends.
Bad friends.
And then it's all on sale on Friday, but try to get those tickets Wednesday, June 21st at 10 a.m. Password is badfriends.
Badfriendspod.com.
Badfriendspod.com.
You two are bad friends.
Who are these two idiots?
A white dude and an Asian dude.
You two are disgusting.
Well, you two are something.
We're bad friends.
Bing, badang, pang, ping, tang, pong. Pang, hadi, gaming, kang, koi.
It's an old Korean tune.
Bing bidi bing bing boink boink boink. Bing bidi bing bing boink
boink.
Bing bidi bing bing boink. That's about the little boy that died in the well.
Yes.
Love that song.
Yeah, it's a good song, right?
You know what happened? You know what was down in the well?
A girl.
That's right.
And this is the story about why you shouldn't ever chase women, because you end up dying in a well. And that's what's unfortunately the truth about life. You go after women, you end up dying in a well, Bob. You got to be careful, buddy.
She drank a lot of ginger beer.
She did.
Too much.
Yeah, way too much ginger beer.
If you drink too much ginger beer, it's not good.
Well, you end up in a well. You know what happens when you drink too much ginger beer, right?
You get diabetes.
You do?
Because of the sugar.
And then what happens? The whole town puts you in a well.
Right. And then they go, where are the ginger?
Well, you know what happens is you get too fat from the ginger beer, from the diabetes, and they put you down there, and you look up and you go, why? And they go, well...
Interesting.
Okay, let's start the show. Here we are today.
Can I ask
back
a
in the studio?
Oh, good to see.
Rudy Jules is back. She's on her phone. She's got a brand new phone, a big iPhone 14 Plus, the Max Plus.
Good to see.
Someone's rich.
Good to see. Hey, good to see you, Jack Jules. Happy birthday.
It's your birthday?
It was.
Oh my God.
We're back.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Sing it in Tagalog. Sing it in Tagalog or whatever.
I could do it.
Come on,
okay,
you can sing it.
Banga, banga, bong, bong, dong, dong.
Meet the pop, skip, 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 skip,
is there like a, do you guys have your own happy birthday melody?
In Tagalog, but I mean, speak Cebuano. It's different.
Then speak Cebuano.
But there's no song.
Wait, are you saying Sabaro, like the pizza place?
Yeah.
Is that where it's from, is the Philippines?
Exactly. That's why it's not good.
That's why it tastes like wood.
No, it's good. Sabaro's good.
Is it good?
Oh,
is
really it? Good.
You
I
like Sabaro pizza?
Yeah, in the Philippines. I always go there.
So funny. I was right. It is from the Philippines. Yeah. What do you get there? What Sabaro pizza do you get? Bat pizza? What do you get down there?
Not the pizza. I get the
I'll have the bat pizza with balut as a side piece.
That's a huge pizza. Have you seen their bats? Yeah. They're huge.
Yeah, we've talked about it.
Yeah.
I get the white pasta.
Isn't that funny? And then you hate white things, but you like the white pasta.
It's really creamy. That's why I like.
Oh, what also is creamy?
White guys.
Yeah.
Creamy white guys.
Bang, ka-dum, bang, bang, bang.
Sing happy birthday to her.
Sing.
In.
I don't know the Cebuano. There's.
Would you never have a fucking birthday?
But we just sing it in English.
Stealing from us
steal,
again.
Steal,
steal, steal, steal.
Yeah. Do you guys have like a Christmas song? Because the Mexicans have the Feliz Navidad. That's one of my favorite ones.
We have.
They do. Theirs goes, I can't believe we didn't die. Dun, 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 dun. Another year we didn't die. Dun, 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 dun. Next year we might die. Dun, 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 dun. But this year we didn't die. Dun, 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 dun. That's what that's the Philippines.
But it's more like this. This year we didn't die. It's more like that. It's more like that. It's more like that.
Visual joke.
This year we didn't die. Da, 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 da. Next year we might die. Da, 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 da. All right, well, it so was her birthday.
If it's my birthday, say something in your language that says happy birthday. Not the song, but just what would you say?
Maligayang karawan, Tito.
Way
so much. That's so much.
What?
Call the government. Condense it.
She was like starting up a plane. She's like,
way too much.
Too much.
That's happy birthday.
Okay,
that's
good.
Just, yeah.
Yeah. So, you had a great birthday.
I had an amazing birthday.
What did Andrew do for you?
Andrew extended my trip in Orlando and my hotel so I could stay at the resort with his sister and her best friend, Stacy.
That's right.
Shout out Katie and Stacy.
Shout out my sister and Stacy. Well, they're kind of both my sisters, but we had a good time in Orlando. You guys got to stay by the pool. You were drinking. Did you go? I said go out for dinner.
Yeah.
And drinks?
Girls' night out. It was awesome.
Who paid for it? I did?
The ladies paid for it. You paid for all of our drinks at the pool.
Wait, the ladies didn't put the... So they paid for the dinner?
Yeah.
Oh, that's very nice.
What did I pay for?
You got me breakfast. Exactly. And you called me.
I did call you,
You called
I?
Me at 2 a.m.
And I said happy birthday again.
What is this soccer shirt you're wearing today?
Oh, it's just because it gets a little cool here and I want to be able to sweat through something.
You know nothing about
You know soccer. Why it gets cold in here? Because you fucking weigh 100 pounds and you eat Caesar salads. You should eat a meal once in a while.
I'm trying to be trim. I'm 36 years old. It's easy to gain weight. That's
36
why.
Years old. How much do you weigh?
135.
And how tall are you?
5'7".
I weigh 180. I'm 5'3". That's not even a joke.
I know.
That is funny.
It's insane.
How much do you think I weigh? I weighed today. I'm kind of bummed.
2.
Wow. Do I look fat?
No, you're trimmed. Muscle.
202 pounds.
That's great.
I'm 202.
That's awesome.
But it is, but I do feel fit. I am going to the gym more, but I feel fat. But it sounds fat. When I hear 202 pounds, that sounds like a lot of weight.
I road. Think I'm like 150 pounds.
That's fine.
Carlos weighs less than me.
Yeah, well, Carlos is sick.
Yeah.
Here and body.
Yeah.
You know, if you told me you had a terminal illness, I would, my response, let's say I have a terminal, Andrew, tell me right now.
Hey, Andrew, I have a terminal illness.
I know.
Yep.
I would just say I know.
Really?
We've been thinking it's been coming for a long time. We think you're hiding it from us.
No, of course not. I would tell you guys anything.
I don't know. This feels like one of those, the Black Panther guy, you know, thing where you're hiding it and nobody knows. And
then that's like too noble for me to like die
in
peace.
What was his name? Chadwick Boseman?
Yeah, exactly.
That poor guy, and he hid it from everyone. Yeah. You would tell everyone. You would scream it from the rafters.
You look like Karen Carpenter without the talent.
That's so mean.
But that's what you look like.
You know who you look like? Crosby, Stills, and Nash.
Yeah.
Like, right as he was going bald. That's exactly
right. Right.
It's exactly what you look like.
Crosby, still you'd be and in that band. In that band, you'd be and.
Ampersand.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Rudy Jules. What's been going on in your little world?
Nothing.
Oh fuck! Oh, I'm so God. Happy I'm you so came.
And I because she's coming to Riverside show and I called her on boyfriend.
Is he coming?
And I go, make sure do everything you can to come and bring. Rudy is like, yeah, okay, yeah, I'll do it, you know what I mean? And now he's not coming. Why doesn't he not like me?
No, he has work, that's why.
Where does he work?
The pharmacy, Walgreens.
How much did he get paid that night?
I don't know.
The pharmacy, Walgreens. He works at the pharmacy?
Yeah.
What does he do?
Pharmacy tech.
What does that mean? He just stocks pills? Is he a pill boy?
That's a good job.
Can he get us pills?
I've been telling him to get me Ozempic.
No.
That's a weight loss drug.
Yeah, why would you need that?
Why would you need that?
Because I need it.
For what?
You do not. Just in case I get really, really fat.
No, you don't.
I got to tell you, this is smart planning.
It's pretty good.
Because she's not fat now. She's not getting fat now. But she knows at some point she will be fat.
Yeah.
Because you know that and I know that. You've seen what happens in the Philippines. At some point,
they
just balloon up.
Although your mom was
really big,
and now she's small
because of Ozempic.
Yeah,
Ozempic.
I don't know what it's called
because she's eccentric.
Yeah. Ozempic.
We got to get you some Ozempic so you can lean out.
Can I be on Ozempic?
You don't need it.
Why?
Because I think it would. I think it would trigger you.
A drug frenzy?
It's a gateway drug.
I think it's. I think it would put you in a place where you want other. Because what it does to you, right? It suppresses your appetite.
Yeah, what's that gonna do?
It's the only thing you live for.
It's
right
the only
now.
Thing you crave. That's the only. I talked to Jarvis today. I had lunch with Jarvis, who says hi.
Brian Jarvis?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And we talked about, we got salt and straw ice cream afterwards because I love that stuff so fucking good. It's
so good.
It's like annoying. Every time I pass one, I go, I should stop by.
Yeah.
And
I don't know why you do that with your hand.
Because he's flaming.
I'm gay?
Yeah.
Big deal. It's my month.
Exactly.
So listen. Yeah. It is my month. So
we missed the Comedy Store Parade thing.
With the, what the, it's in Justin Martindale's asshole. It's just the whole thing. Everyone just comes out of his butthole.
That's where the parade is? Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I couldn't find it.
It's a microphone.
It's in his butthole.
The microphone moves up and down. They crank a mic in and out of his butthole. That's the, you know, that's the moving part.
Yeah.
No, but we talked about you and I said, he orders the same thing. He does a lot of desserts and a lot of appetizers. And I said, well, you said to me, you said, I'm an addict. This is my only vice. You got to let me have this. Yeah. And I did say to you, I said, you're right. And I agree with that. And you're right. Because you're like, this is all I have. So imagine on Ozempic, your appetite suppressed. What do you have? If you don't have food, what do you got?
Elden Ring.
You're gonna be. Let me tell you something.
I have something to say. Tito Bobby doesn't eat a lot. He buys a lot of food, but he doesn't eat a lot. So I think he'll be fine.
I don't. I don't miss you on this show.
Why?
That's a true point, though.
It's a partial truth. Here's the deal. He eats often, small things, but all the time, right? Like when we were together multiple times, I picked him up when we were in St. Petersburg. I said, where are you? He said, I'm at this little cafe getting breakfast. And I said, well, I'm going to go to this other cafe that the valet recommended. He goes, good, I could eat again. So I picked him up. He ate a meal.
No, I'm like a hobbit. He ate another breakfast. Meal. Second breakfast.
Yeah, but then you ate a third breakfast when you ate three.
Hobbits sometimes do that.
I think hobbits are only two. How many breakfasts do hobbits usually eat?
Yeah, yeah.
I think two is max. You had three.
But there's two dinners.
Yeah, you also get two dinners.
How many lunches, though? You could skip a lunch.
I don't know. So
according to the books, it's six traditional hobbit meal times.
Exactly.
Whoa.
Six in a day, dude.
That's so crazy. Two, four, six,
so
or three.
1, 2.
Oh, 3, 1, 2.
I do 3, 1, 2, dude. Yeah.
Seven. This one says seven.
Frodo does it. Exactly.
Breakfast, second breakfast, 11-sies, luncheon, afternoon tea.
11-sies. 11-sies is what I do. 11-sies.
I think yours are 12-sies, to be honest with you.
Yeah, yeah.
They're a little bit more.
Yeah. No, but they eat a lot.
But you cannot get on. Please don't get on Ozempic.
I have to do it. I have to lose weight.
No, because look at the side effects.
What?
It's like, it's insane. People that have gone on this.
Yeah.
I've heard a few horror stories. I'm not going to lie.
What are the side effects? I'll see if I can deal with
it. I love that it says possible. Nausea, diarrhea, stomach, abdominal.
I have those already.
Vomiting, constipation. Smeglitude. The biggest side effect is smeglitude.
What's smeglitude?
I hate when I get that.
That's actually what Ozempic is.
What's smeglitude?
It can cause side effects some people are unable to tolerate. Nausea, vomiting, and constant diarrhea.
That's how you lose weight?
By the way, the original name of Ozempic is called smeglitude. Smeglitude, like schmegma. Inflammation of your pancreas. Changes in vision. Low blood sugar. Kidney problems, kidney failure, serious allergic reaction, gallbladder problems, hypoglycemia. Dude, pancreatitis, you want to have your pancreas stop working?
That's like 1% of the people.
No, it's not. I'm sure it's much higher than that. Dude, what percentage of Ozempic users have side effects? What percentage of Ozempic users have side effects? And I'm telling you, it's more than you think. Users have side effects. 16%. Nausea occur 20% of people, 16%. You're getting diarrhea and nausea from this, dude. I'm telling you. Huh. I'm telling you.
Well, I mean, could you try it? And then, like, if the diarrhea comes, it's too much, I can go, I'm going to stop?
Yeah, but you won't want to stop. You know you. You'll keep going.
I love it.
Yeah, see,
I love diarrhea.
You'll feel good. You'll be losing weight. Your tummy will be flat.
Yeah, I want to look good, babe.
So do I. But then why don't you just get on a little bit of an exercise regimen?
I love donuts.
Me too.
Don't be great.
What's the one breakfast item you cannot live without? Like if they're like, hey, we're...
I'll tell you what I get every time. If there's like a pastry basket, fuck, man.
Give it.
Oh,
give
yeah,
it, give
we
it.
Had that.
It was I know, just, didn't we not do that?
Yeah, I've never seen that before.
We had cinnamon roll muffins.
Oh, yeah, where do we have that?
In St. Petersburg?
My second breakfast.
Yeah, your second breakfast.
Yeah, yeah, at the biscuit place.
Oh my God.
Oh my Lord.
They made homemade biscuits and he's got biscuit and gravy. It was delicious.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they go... But you guys know we make this homemade cinnamon muffin. And I was like, a cinnamon roll muffin?
No, it was a biscuit.
I'm sorry, cinnamon roll biscuit.
Okay.
And he was like, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's the inside swirled and filled biscuit.
Yeah.
And then the outside is as crispy and flaky as a biscuit with cinnamon sugar layers in between.
Wait, what was the restaurant? We had a dessert at a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Where it was like a cinnamon roll, yeah. But inside the middle was not cinnamon roll.
St. Petersburg.
That was also St. Petersburg.
You went to that place twice.
Oh, yeah.
And what's the place called?
I don't remember.
Cow.
No, that's Jacksonville.
Oh, yeah, yeah, Jacksonville.
Cow.
Cowabunga.
Not Cowabunga.
Yeah.
No? Oh, yeah, yeah. Leonardo was in the front. Yeah.
Hey, I'm Bart Simpson. I'll be your server.
Cowford's or something.
Cowford Chop House. That's what it's called.
Really good. Yeah, I ate there twice.
Yeah, it was good.
It was really good.
The best service I've ever seen, too. I felt kind of like guilty.
All right, let's stop plugging this place. What are we doing? What are we giving them, free ad space?
No, but can we say talk about the service?
Fuck. That was amazing.
The service was amazing.
Yeah, the whole thing was incredible.
There was like 30 people.
You know, sometimes some towns we go, it's like it feels like a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, no.
Sometimes they're mad we're there.
Yeah, that's what it feels like.
Sometimes they're like, you guys couldn't go anywhere else?
Yeah, Jacksonville felt like
a big deal. Yeah.
But Orlando did not.
Yeah, because it's fucking Orlando.
Right. They have Disneyland will trump us every fucking time.
Yeah.
But they did
tell... You can't fuck with Disneyland.
But they did tell us, they took us into the John Lennon room.
That was cool.
Oh, they did.
And we saw the piano signed by all these legends. That was pretty fucking amazing. Do you like John Lennon, Rudy? Imagine if you did.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm okay.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't like him?
No,
Do you know who he is? What band did he sing for?
Beatles.
Whoa.
Do you know all the members of the Beatles?
No.
She gulped.
She gulped.
Can you name some of them?
John Lennon.
Yeah.
Easy one.
Yeah.
The one that has a weird voice.
Yeah, weird voice. What's his name?
What are you talking about?
You know who she's talking about.
Yeah.
The lead. I think you're thinking of John Lennon. The one that I always see in the middle.
Yeah, what's his name? Come on, we can help you.
Jim.
Not Jim.
Yeah. Mm. Jim.
Well, Jim is in the band.
Yeah.
Jim.
Mahoney.
Mahoney.
Ah! Wait, say it again.
Jim Mahoney.
Ma.
It's not Jim Mahoney.
Okay, cool, good. That's good. No, this is good.
This is good.
So I'm gonna give you the right Paul.
Paul McCartney.
Paul McCarthy?
Or McCartney.
Is it McCartney, McCarthy, or McCarthy?
McCarthy.
Yep.
Paul McCartney.
From the Beatles.
Yeah. Good old Paul McCartney from the Beatles.
And at the John Lennon room, that was great. They had the piano, some drawings. There was a little Asian lady sweeping up.
Mm-hmm.
It was Yoko.
It was there.
It was great.
Pick up your feet. And she would sweep under each footstep.
Yeah.
Pretty inefficient. You know
Yoko Ono?
She's the one that broke the band.
She's the one that broke the band.
Oh, so you know little tidbits.
A little bit.
What are you picking at your face?
My pimple.
No, good. Oh, stop doing it while you're on camera.
Okay.
Can you save it until you get home?
No, it's annoying.
We all have pimples. It's okay. It'll come and it'll go.
How's the Dean job so far?
It's fine.
Yeah.
Still
boring.
Boring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the Dean job?
She works at the Dean's office.
I thought you were working at the bookstore.
No, it's a different one.
Dang. She never got that job.
Yeah.
They put her in the back.
But quick promotion to the dean's office.
Yeah.
You know what I liked on tour?
What?
The NFL players.
Yeah, Tampa Bay Buccaneers came to say hello to us.
Mm-hmm. That was pretty cool.
That was fucking really nice. Rad.
Yeah.
Very good guys.
Who else was there? Oh, yeah, Mario came.
Yeah, Mario Lopez came.
Yeah.
Which is incredible. with his schedule, I'm surprised he showed up.
Yeah, why did Mario Lopez come?
He likes us. Great. I guess he said he was a huge fan.
Yeah.
I didn't mind it.
Have you ever met him, Mario Lopez?
No, and I feel like I never will. He's one of those guys I feel like I'll never sit down with.
He's always at Sebastian Maniscalco's like party.
That sounds right.
But he never like I'm never around him.
No, he kind of floats. He kind of floats on his own.
Is there any new anime you're watching?
No, I'm kind of like
you're over it.
What's been going on in your life, Rudy?
I'm just going to school, work, sleep, eat. That's it.
American dream.
Yeah, that is kind of the American dream. You didn't have to work, huh?
Well, you went on a picnic hike the other night.
Oh, yeah, with Ephraim.
Your boyfriend.
Yeah.
So over a year now.
Wait a minute, he took you to a little picnic. Was it for your 1 year anniversary?
No, he just stopped by and then we went.
Does he tell you he's going to do stuff like that or he just surprises you?
Sometimes he surprises me.
Was this a surprise?
Yeah.
So he says, I've got a basket full of stuff for us to go
to. He doesn't have an accent.
Well, I want him to.
Okay.
He was born here.
So?
So he doesn't have an accent.
You were born here. He has an accent.
I have a little bit of accent.
See?
Just a little bit.
Fancy has an accent. He was born here.
No. Right.
Yeah.
Yes, he was.
He told me he had a visa coming here.
Yeah, he's got a visa. I know. I when you meet his wife, you think, what was in it for her? She had to get this guy, you know, legalized here.
Mm-hmm.
She had to put up with him and have a baby with this guy.
I know a girl that's... She's
what was in it for her?
Yeah. Imagine his wife, like, spreading his...
Uh-oh. Oh.
Just imagine his spreading sack his what? Oh. And his thigh and just kissing that little no man's land right there.
His
and him going, ooh la la.
Say ooh la la.
Ooh la la.
How creepy is that?
That's French, though.
Yeah.
What would the Spaniard say if you kissed his taint?
He would say the French one. Yeah.
You'd say ooh la la.
Yeah, ooh la la with an accent.
Do you make weird noises when you're making love?
Of course. Who doesn't?
I don't.
You're completely silent?
You're quiet when you have sex?
Yeah, I have my ninja mask and everything. Yeah, I have the fucking swords. You know what I mean?
Well, those clang together. That's what I heard that other night in the hotel.
What?
Just two swords.
Yeah. But, so you don't, you make noises?
Of course.
Can you record them?
Sure.
That'd be great. How funny would that be?
Hearing fancy sex noises?
Oh my God.
This is great. I am great.
I am coming.
But it's all about him. He doesn't say anything. He's like, I'm the best. I am a good position now. This I like.
Ooh la la.
It's been, you know, I got to tell you, it's been a weird, wobbly time since I've been home. I felt so disconnected because I feel like we're home and then we got to go.
Yeah.
So I don't feel much going on. You've been doing spots.
I haven't done any.
You're doing tonight.
Tonight I am, yeah. But I haven't since we've been back, no. I went and visited the dogs. I needed to see the dogs.
I saw that online. Night. How was that?
It was real nice. I mean, they just get so excited to see me. And they just lay, all of them just lay on my head. It's heartbreaking, actually.
Because all you have is the cats at the house.
Yeah. And the cats don't know who I am.
Right.
So it's a completely different experience.
Who do they think you are?
I don't know, but Bojo, the fat one, right, he's just... He's always like, where am I?
He
doesn't know what's going on.
Is he concussed?
No, he's just, I think he's dumb.
Yeah.
You think he's an idiot?
Yeah, he just wanders in a circle and he looks at me like for the first time he's never seen me before.
Maybe he needs an assistant.
Wow.
That
is, wow.
So you're just being my assistant right now? Is that what you're doing?
No, wow. Maybe.
What are you saying?
Some people needed, you know, help
to organize. A cat assistant?
Oh, so you're saying I'm like Bojo?
Yes.
Wow.
Well, Bojo is Bobby Jr. That's why we call him Bojo.
Yeah, that is the name.
Right. Yeah.
So it is anyways, kind of right on the
kind of
money.
Right on the money, you're right? But watch your fucking mouth,
okay.
Babbel! If you have upcoming summer trip abroad, my go-to travel hack is Babbel. Andrew's used Babbel before to learn a language.
Siwe.
It's so easy.
Siwe, I do love it. Honestly, the best part about Babbel is you only need 10 minutes to complete a lesson. You can start having real-life conversations in as little as 3 weeks. It is very, very impressive.
And I have ADD, ADHD, all those ADDs.
You got all the Ds,
and,
baby.
And, you know, Babbel's perfect for me because you only have 10 minutes to complete a lesson. 10 minutes. So you can start having a real-life conversation in as little as 3 weeks, man.
Other language learning apps, they use AI for the lesson plans, but Babbel lessons were created by over 150 language experts, voiced by real native speakers like Fancy B, not computers, so you get the accent put in there so you can do it properly.
There's so many ways to learn with Babbel. In addition to lessons, you can access podcasts, games, videos, stories, and even live classes. Plus, it comes with a 20-day money-back guarantee.
Plus, Babbel speech recognition technology helps you improve your pronunciation and your accent. Start your new language learning journey today with Babbel. Right now, get 55% off your subscription. Wow, 55% off your subscription when you go to babbel.com/badfriends. That's babbel.com/badfriends.
For up to 55% off your subscription, Babbel,
language for life.
Bespoke post. You guys, you know, I love... Bespoke Post.
I love Bespoke
Post. I love Box of Awesome. That's a Box of Awesome right there.
Here it is.
If you have a loved one, it's a birthday, any kind of gift, right? Christmas. A Box of Awesome is the best gift you can give anyone.
It really is. It comes with all sorts of fun unique stuff, both for yourself or for somebody else. To get started, all you have to do is take the quiz at boxofawesome.com. Your answers are going to help them pick the right box of awesome for you. They release new boxes every month across a ton of different categories.
Each box is valued at around $70, but you only pay a fraction of that price.
And the best part is, a lot of this stuff, if not 90% of it, comes in your boxes from a small and up-and-coming brand. You know, this is facial scrub, this cool, unique light bulb that changes colors. It's all sorts of unique, fun little gifts. I just got in the mail today a multi-tool key with an on-the-go pouch and a new notebook that I love from them. It's just unique, small gifts that are wonderful for yourself or for somebody else.
Like there's a box called Slash, and you get a knife in the Slash box that is made by Bare Bones, based in Salt Lake City. So they're all like around the regional.
That's local baby. Stuff. You want to support local businesses, you got to try boxofawesome.com to fill out a quiz. Get your answers are going to help them pick the best box of awesome for you. So get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the code BADFRIENDS at checkout.
That's 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter code BADFRIENDS at checkout.
Boxofawesome.com.
Code BADFRIENDS.
We walk past two cats. Two nights ago, we take nighttime neighborhood walks, and all I hear from across the street, like behind the bush,
wow,
love,
wow,
love,
yep. And I was like, oh, are they
smashing?
They're fucking,
yeah.
And oh, wow, wow.
Well, cats have razors on their dicks. You hear about this?
Sorry,
yeah. Yeah, hooks.
Hooks.
So yeah, it hurts. Razors. So it hurts.
So it hurts.
Yeah.
I thought they were razors. Well, feral cats have razors. Yeah.
Wait, so their penises have little hooks on them?
Oh, yeah.
And it hooks the vet. Yeah.
Wait, you never fucked a cat before.
There's little razor dicks. Little...
Yeah, they're like little. Look at that.
So that's why when they're having sex, it goes, ow, wow, wow.
Yeah.
So my vaginal walls, ow.
But I go to the bush, and one cat is so fucking fat. Like, we thought they were strays. One was huge.
How big?
No identification on it. No, so neither of them. I thought they were just strays. How big?
Yeah.
So big.
How big was it?
I'll tell you how big it was. It was bigger than about a salmon. And it was huge. And the other one was rail thin.
Oh.
And that was the guy. That was the boy. And I thought, look at you.
Oh.
And it was a black cat.
Yeah, I knew it.
I could take the white cat. It was a white cat. From New Orleans or something.
I'm just saying, no, Atlanta. I think Atlanta.
Atlanta,
but
yeah.
It was so funny because it was this rail thin little black cat.
Yeah.
I mean, it looked like it hadn't eaten in weeks.
Yeah.
And the fat, lumpy white cat just, and it was lethargic because they had just probably finished, you know? But then the black cat was sauntered over to me.
Yeah.
Real slowly. And then he looked at me, he goes, "What's up?" I was waiting.
No?
Yeah, I know that's perfect. Yeah. It's perfect.
If you guys could change your penis into anything, what would it be?
Well, I think that
what do you mean? Like the size or the shape or what do you mean?
I don't know. Okay. Magic.
Anything in the world?
Any sky's the limit.
Well, I think it would be cool if, like, you know those block games where you put the square into the square hole, right?
Sure.
So if a woman's vagina is like a square and my penis was a square, right? And I could play that game. And then if she has a circle, I have a square dick, right? We're not meant to. I still try to jam it in.
Yeah, you are.
Like I was still trying to jam it in, but you know what I mean?
I would love for mine to be able to sing.
Oh, that's cool. Like,
if I can just
like
if
opera?
I could go, hit it. And he goes, oh, just I would love to see like a penis mouth open. Want to be with you everywhere. And I'm like, that's enough.
Oh,
dick.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I like that.
Oh, I'll tell you a dick joke I heard the other day, like an old street joke. This is really fun.
Okay.
I like this. A guy's going through the woods, going hiking through the woods, and he sees a lamp on the ground, and a genie comes out of it, and he goes, oh, whoa, a genie, and genie goes, all right, you got two wishes, let's go, and he goes, two? I thought it was always three. What kind of genie only grants two wishes? And the genie goes, look in your pants, and he opens his pants, he goes, whoa, my dick is huge, and the genie goes, yeah, I've been doing this for a long time. You like it. He liked the street joke.
I don't understand it.
The first wish every man has is always make my dick bigger.
It is?
Well, that's the joke.
It is.
What would you wish for? What was your three wishes? Yours should be dick bigger, by the way. Also, when she said what would you change about your dick anything, I was hoping you would just go normal.
Whoa,
that's fucking rude.
I'm not saying anything you haven't said.
Can I say something?
I haven't said anything you haven't said. You said.
I know, but I know what I'm working with.
Yeah.
All right? And if I'm with a girl and she still wants to stay with me with what I'm working with, then you're locked in, baby.
I understand.
I don't have a grizzly dick, and that's why they're staying with me, because I have a grizzly dick.
Well, no. Why would you want a grizzly dick?
I mean, you know.
No.
Not like a grizzly bear.
Oh.
Not a hairy.
What is a grizzly dick?
You know, like, you know that one black man that died? Mm. The meme that they used to use? Mm. That guy's dick.
Ooh. Big beefy.
Yeah.
Yeah, what was his name? That big guy. Whatever. Yeah, all right, what's a three wishes if you had a genie? I'm a genie. Poof.
What can I
would grant you three wishes.
Do a different voice.
I'm gonna grant you three wishes.
That's your first wish, brother.
Yeah. That's my first wish.
Yeah.
fuck. Dude, go back.
That's your second wish.
Oh my god.
You only have two wishes left.
All right. I like to be able to freeze time and be able to move around.
Mm. You cannot add just freeze time. Good, go. Poof. You have one left.
And can I move around and when I can?
No, just freeze time. That's it. You don't get details.
You don't get details.
You don't get details.
Well, the third one that would be to fly.
Poof, done. You know what the hard part is with a genie? Because he would grant you the wish to fly. Doesn't mean you didn't. Doesn't
how
mean
fast?
Doesn't how fast or you can land.
Or how, all right.
You might just have to fly and fall.
Yeah.
Holy shit, you're right.
Or you could buy an airplane ticket and fly.
Interesting.
Mm. That's interesting too.
Interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
What would your three wishes be? Jetski, three wishes granted. Go.
True love.
Ugh.
He throws up.
Into the fucking bottle, whatever came out of
right in the lamp.
Yeah.
Okay, true love, go.
And the second wish, bring my childhood dog back from the dead. Cool. And third one, I just want to have enough money, like a lot of money.
Wait, are you sure about your second choice? Childhood dog, just go to the pound.
I already have a dog. I want the
other
one.
She already got the wish.
Yeah.
I was Rudy, just... what
fuck,
would yours
you
be,
fucked
Rudy?
It up.
Three wishes, Rudy, Jules, go.
Be rich. Really, really rich.
Got it.
Invisible.
Wait, you realize you're not asking to be able to turn invisible. You're just saying you are invisible now. Got it.
You're
good.
Invisible.
You're
no
invisible.
One can see you. No one can see you for the rest of your life.
Yeah, I want that.
You want to be rich and no one can see
you. And then your money. You go to the bank. No one can see you. You can't. You're my fucking money.
Well, I can just steal, right?
What? You? Why would you have to be rich and then also then still have to steal?
Okay.
You can't take it back. You're
you
invisible.
Can't. That's not how it works.
Yeah.
You're invisible.
Also, imagine that. She had, like, all we see is floating money in your hands. Holy fuck, there's ghostly money floating around.
Okay. Can I take back my...
No!
The third one.
That's the whole point.
Well, the third one could be.
Shh. Please don't be smart for her.
Kill everyone.
Shouldn't listen to
me.
See? And then I can have all the money.
So wait a minute, time out.
You're invisible.
This is how dumb
no
she is.
No one else is on the earth.
She's the richest person in the world. She's invisible and nobody exists.
Yeah. That's insane.
I want that.
And all she had, Jesse figured out the hole is, all she had to do for the third wish was wish that she wasn't invisible all the time. All you had to do is reverse the wish.
No, but I want to be invisible.
Okay, here you are invisible. Nobody can see you. Doesn't matter because nobody fucking exists. But you're the richest person on earth that no one can see. You don't exist.
And there's no one on planet Earth.
And there's no one on planet Earth.
Why do you even need money at that point?
Yeah.
I don't know. I wasn't thinking.
Well, you're fucked.
You're fucked.
I hope you don't run into a genie anytime soon.
Yeah.
And you know what's so weird about that idea, that her thought process, her ideology of this? She wanted to be rich, but totally alone. What would you do with all the money?
I don't know.
Let's say you're not invisible. Let's say we make you the richest woman in the world.
Okay.
What would you do with all the money?
I'd give some to my family.
Okay, great. Get through that. You got all the money in the family.
Get a lot of animals.
Yeah, but you see, you want to be alone, and that's still being with somebody.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't have that.
Mm-hmm. You have to be alone. You have to be super rich and alone. What are you going to do?
Just sleep all day and get fat.
No Ozempic then?
No.
Okay.
Why? That's what you want?
Yeah, it's really sad. It's making me sad.
Look, you know you're wrong. You know that's not what you want.
Who are your road models?
It's hard for you to get a word out these days.
Yeah.
And I don't mean a word.
I literally don't know what you just said.
I don't mean, it's hard for you to get a word in.
Road
it's hard
models?
For him to get a word out these days.
Roll,
roll. Dude, people that just came over today from China speak better English.
Way
better.
You sound like my dog yawning.
You know how when immigrants, they come here back in the day and they change their names because, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He'd be rural.
He gets to the border.
Through,
like,
through generations, rural.
Like, what's your surname? He's like, all right, well done, rural.
Yeah, yeah. And then your great-great-great-grandparents have to explain that fucking bullshit. Yeah, my great-great-great-grandfather was retarded. He got nervous and, you know, he...
I was thinking in Spanish.
What are you thinking in Spanish? What was in Spanish? Roll? No.
What were you thinking?
Who are your role models? Your role models.
Does it have to be like someone famous?
No, just... your role model can be anybody. It can be your fucking mom. It could be someone you met years ago that influenced you, that made you feel good. Can you get me a blanket and pillow for a second? No, stop. Jesus Christ.
I
meant for you to only want to be rich and fat.
Oh, no. I was just thinking about myself. Not Ati Kalai.
That is your role model?
Yeah.
Kalila. Like
Kalila.
Okay.
And she's not fat. She always works out.
So they say. That's what they say. I mean, I don't know.
She's your role model.
Right now.
Okay. Who else?
No one.
When you were young, who did you look up to? When you were in the Philippines, living in that cave, and you went outside to go collect berries for the winter, who was your role model?
No one.
You didn't look up to anybody?
No.
Good. And that's why she doesn't want to do anything.
Who was your role model?
Probably my dad. Aww, my stepdad. Oh. Because he was a great guy. And yeah, he was just had his life together. And I remember going over to his apartment. And put your fucking hand down. I remember going to his apartment and he was like responsible and he had stuff. Mm-hmm. And we didn't really ever have a lot of stuff. So I was like, this guy's like a cool guy. He's got a job. He works hard. He cares. And it was so nice to me. He didn't have to be nice to me. He didn't have to be fucking nice to me. He could have been like, this lady's kid. Fuck this kid. Who gives a shit? But he was nice, and he was super, he did, that's, I say that all the time about stepdads and all this shit, and I'm not making a joke, fucking thank God for all the stepdads that like care about a kid that isn't their fucking kid, because that,
you could have turned out so differently.
Yeah, dude, because I know a lot of friends of mine who had no relationship, and then their stepdads were there, my buddy, one of my good friends, Tyler, one of my closest best friends from growing up, his stepdad was a piece of shit, didn't pay him 2 fucking cents of the day, didn't care about him, he was like, I already had kids. He would say that to him. Wow. I already raised kids. Wow. And he's like, my kids are grown. I'm not your fucking dad.
And why would the mom be with a guy like that?
Because she, I don't know.
It's insane.
Honestly, but you don't know what she's going through. But it's like, this kind of stuff happens to people. I can't believe it. He was so dismissive. It was like, you know, yeah, it was fucked up to watch. It was like, that guy's not fucking nice to you. He could be a little bit nicer, but he didn't give a shit because he's like, it's not my kid.
Yeah, sometimes I'm on a dating app and they'll, say we have children and you'll see a photo of them with, and I look at the kids and I go, no thanks.
Yeah. They have to be attractive.
I don't like it. Look,
you're not gonna
big,
be
that big headed fucking Mongol.
Alright, let's be real. Would you ever date a woman who had a kid? Like, yes, seriously?
100%.
Would you and you think you'd be a Bobby Papa? Poppy Baba?
I would go to the softball game.
Oh my god.
For her? The daughter play softball or the son play softball?
Whatever.
Well, if the son plays softball, I wouldn't go.
You really? Why? Because, I see.
I'd like baseball or nothing.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I would go to the games, the plays, you know what I mean? If they're at night.
Okay, I'm. Look, you're dating my mom, all right?
I'm dating you, and you're the kid.
And I'm a little kid, right?
Am I driving?
And I'm 8 years old.
Yeah, can I be driving?
We're in the car together.
Okay.
Thanks, vroom, thanks, vroom. Mr. Lee, for taking me out to dinner tonight.
Dad.
I can call you Dad?
Yeah.
Daddy, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Jim.
Slim.
Slim? That's your name?
Slim Jim.
Slim Jim, yeah.
I'm named after the beef sticks.
I don't know, yeah.
Where are we going to for dinner, Dad?
We just ate.
Yeah,
we
but
just fucking ate.
But I eat like a hobbit. I have 2 dinners every night.
Oh, that's right. You're just like your stepdad. Yeah.
We are just alike.
Yeah.
Can I be Chinese like you one day?
Yeah, you can.
Okay, let's practice.
All right, so take your fingers.
Here, I'll just take the wheel and crash it.
I'll tell you my role model.
Whoa.
Dan.
You making this up?
It looks like you made it up.
You sound like you found it.
No, I'll tell you why I paused on the last name.
You might have forgot it.
No, it's because you'll see when I tell the story.
Mm. Oh, okay.
So when I was a junior in high school, I went to this rehab. It was my third one. It was called the McDonald Center. It was in La Jolla.
Like McDonald's, the company, the corporation.
I think so.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
Okay.
And during one of the sessions, like counseling sessions, I go, I've been to AA meetings. I never see Asians in AA. Because at the time, you didn't.
Yeah, they just kill them.
Yeah, their parents kill
them.
Their
parents are like.
Yeah, if their parents.
Drug addict?
Yeah. Or gay.
Yeah.
You gay? Droga, or gay? Right? They kill you.
It's terrible.
So I go, there are no Asians in AA. I don't think there's alcoholics that are Asian. So the next day, I get a knock on my. I was in a hospital. And one of the counselors says, we have somebody in the lobby that wants to meet you. And I go in the lobby, and there's this man standing there, Korean, full Korean. Mm.
Full Korean.
Full
just
blown,
all the way.
Full blown.
Yeah, wearing the flag.
All long white hair.
Wow.
Right down to the back of his back, yeah. Middle of his back, tattoos to his wrists.
Whoa.
Right? He looked like Mortal Kombat.
I can't
Liu Kang.
Wait.
Yeah, Liu Kang. And he walks up to me, and he goes, hey. I'm Dan, and I'm your sponsor.
Damn.
And I go, and he spoke, he was adopted when he was 12, came from Korea, so he knew Korean, so he can communicate with my parents.
Wow.
Right, and then Dan, my senior year, the Poway High School said that I had to do it an extra year. They go, because you missed your whole
junior. We know why.
Yeah.
It's not rehab.
And Dan goes, no. He went to the school, this guy, and goes, what can we do to get him to graduate with his friends? They go, it's hard. He has to do a zero period, lunch period, and night school. And he looks at me and he goes, you're doing all that. So I did all that. And I graduated with my friends.
Damn.
Yeah. And then, yeah, I mean, he took me to this monastery. And we, for 2 weeks, we lived in this I swear to God.
No, I know, but I didn't. This part is weird for me.
Why? You fucked me. Yeah.
No. How close did you get?
No.
Now you pay me back.
No, because they were, you know, because in the steps, they talk about meditation and stuff. Mm-hmm. So in this monastery, you're not allowed to talk at all.
You can't talk at all.
No one talked.
For how many days?
For like a couple of weeks.
I think Rudy's gonna go there.
Yeah.
And I remember not talking, meditating. It was like a Buddhist monastery, but it wasn't like a Catholic.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And yeah, I just learned all this stuff from him. You know. Well, the reason why I don't want to see his last name is because of the AA thing.
Well, we'll blank it out.
Just Dan. No, you can say Dan and then blank out the last name.
That's fine.
Yeah.
We can do that.
But
that's revolutionary.
What?
That he changed your life like that. Have you ever changed somebody's life? You think?
Oh, yeah.
Brian. Through sponsor? Yeah, Brian did say that.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of people that I have brought to my meeting. I have a meeting Wednesdays, and I've brought a lot of comics that are struggling there.
If I showed up, would you be mad?
Yeah.
Why?
You're not an alcoholic.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
He is.
ZocDoc!
You've been stewing about a health problem you have? You almost resort to texting your group chat to get your friends' opinions. Why would you do that when you have ZocDoc?
Yeah, come on, man. We actually had somebody in our crew who I won't mention who said to me, hey, can you take a look at this thing for me? And I did. And I said, Carlos, everything is going to be fine. That's not that big of a deal, but you shouldn't trust me. You should do ZocDoc. Thousands of medical professionals are on ZocDoc. They're there to help you. They listen like a friend and give you the expert care that you need, not some uneducated advice from your buddy.
ZocDoc helps you find expert doctors and medical professionals that specialize in the care you need and deliver the type of experience you want.
That's right. ZocDoc is the only free app that lets you find and book doctors who are patient reviewed, take your insurance, and are available when you need them, and treat almost every condition under the sun. I've used this many times, in fact, because I don't want to go to an urgent care and I don't have time to make an appointment. If it's something small and I say, hey, I just want to speak to someone about something minor, like when I fell and I hit my head and Bobby laughed at me.
I did not laugh.
You did laugh. But I called ZocDoc, thank God, and they helped me get the help that I needed to eventually have a suggestion for me to go to the ER the next day.
Go to ZocDoc.com/badfriends and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. Many are available within 24 hours.
That's ZocDoc, ZocDoc.com, ZocDoc.com/badfriends. ZocDoc.com/badfriends.
Morgan and Morgan. Hey, Andrew, if you were in a car accident, who would you call?
Morgan and Morgan, of course.
Of course, right? A lot of people, you know, you want injury attorneys
mm-hmm.
to be trustworthy.
Yeah.
Right. And this is A-list stuff here.
Well, here's the best part about Morgan and Morgan. So many people uh-huh. don't know where to turn or what to do or where to go when they get into an accident because they're like, do I have insurance? Does the other person pay? Do I have to pay? What is going on? And Morgan and Morgan takes care of all of that.
If you're ever injured, you can check out Morgan and Morgan.
Submitting an injury claim with Morgan and Morgan is so easy. It's unbelievable.
It's more like using an app than hiring a lawyer. That's how easy it is. Submitting a claim to Morgan & Morgan is as easy as pretending you didn't see that 5 p.m. email from your boss.
That's right. Morgan & Morgan is America's largest injury law firm. They have over 100 offices nationwide and more than 800 lawyers. That is so money. And they also have $15 billion recovered for clients. Morgan & Morgan has a proven track record of fighting to get you full and fair compensation. Plus, they give us these amazing little Nike Air Force Ones, and they painted for us. And we saw billboards all over Florida for Morgan & Morgan promoting their business, making sure you get what you deserve if you're in an accident.
If you're ever injured, you can check out Morgan & Morgan. Their fee is free unless they win. For more information, go to forthepeople.com/badfriends or dial #Law#529 from your cell phone.
That's for the people, forthepeople.com/badfriends or #Law#529 from your cell. This is a paid advertisement.
Who was your role model?
I think in the sense of somebody who you aspire to be like, and I'm not just kissing ass, but you guys.
No, stop it.
And so it's not so like Anthony Jeselnik, Annie Letterman, like these people who've taken interest in me and kind of grown me as a comic. Like, I want to be like that for someone else. And I also think your sobriety has like motivated me to try to like be a better person. And it's kind of inspiring that you strive to be better. And
she's not getting sober, but she's changing her lifestyle.
I see it a little bit, yeah.
I'm pacing myself.
Yeah.
Changing a little bit.
Yeah.
In a good way. When we had a conversation about it, and I said, if you think you need to clean out, clean out. There's nothing wrong with that.
And you, can I say something about you?
I love it.
Is your handling, I mean, I've been watching from afar, and, you know, there was one show we did where they were still seating people.
That was really tough.
In the room.
Oh, yeah.
But you still handle it, you know, in the most mature way. You're becoming a professional, and every night you're just doing so well.
It is impressive.
And I get to live through you because Andrew and I are jaded.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
That's true.
You know what I mean? Like, sometimes I don't feel anything.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, the first part of the tour was so, like, party, and it was so fun. But this, like, second and third leg of the tour, it's like, I just feel really focused. I'm just like eating, breathing, sleeping, like getting better at stand-up.
It's the best way to do it.
Coming home, doing spots at the store. I'm like training new door guys. And
it's great.
We don't feel nothing, but what we feel is we love the fans and we love the...
No, we love it. Yeah, I was being exaggerated.
I know. Let's be honest. You want to be honest?
I want to be honest with you. We've been
doing it for a while. The moment when you're on stage connecting with the fans, it's the greatest thing on planet Earth.
Yeah.
And the second you step off, it's like,
it's
I want to go back on.
Yeah. Yeah. And then the second it's over, or the second we're traveling to and all that stuff, it's, you know, we'll never be able to explain to people at home that listen to the show, that whether they care or not, what the reason that people have such highs and lows in our business is because the highs are so high, it's unexplainable. The way you feel, it's crazy. It feels fake. It feels like you're riding the biggest wave ever, and it feels like it's never going to end.
Yeah.
And it's a little creepy. And what it does to your psyche is something very unique.
What I think is that, you know, I used to have the business try to fix me.
Mm.
So it feels like spiritual because, you know, you feel like, you know, these dopamine hits and people, you know, man, going, oh, you're killing it. And, you know, you're around cool people, this and that. But what you realize is that it's just fake God.
fake God.
Yeah, it's fake spirituality. It doesn't feel like the real thing. You know what I mean? And so what I've had to do is, you know, look at my life and go, this is what I do for a living, and find spirituality and find self-esteem and all these other things that I need outside of that.
Find your God.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And to really, and to think that, like, you know, because, you know, a lot of my fears are like, if I lose, you know, like when people try to cancel you and stuff, right? You feel like you're going to lose all these things, right? Mm-hmm. But then it's like, I got to a point where it's like, if those things leave, I'm still going to be good. And that's where I want to be.
Because of investments.
What do you mean?
Because of other
problems. Yeah. Yeah. I save money.
I'm kidding.
But you understand what I'm saying. Yeah. You understand what I'm saying is that, you're right. I don't know. I mean, yeah, if I didn't have that, maybe, I don't know.
No, the point is, yeah. you got comfortable with yourself enough to know that you're always going to be okay regardless of what life throws at you.
Well, I know who I am, and I know, you know, how I feel about myself and the world, and
do you know who you are, Rudy?
No, and I'm like stressed out. Can we find
you? I feel like we need to help you find yourself. Mm.
But it's hard because I feel like I don't have any like interest in anything.
Get interested.
How old are you though?
21. Yeah, it's so hard.
I didn't find any interest until I was 23.
But it feels like everyone around me knows who they are.
Because everyone around me was much older.
And it takes work. Like I know who I am, but I still work every day, like to work on myself. And
I promise your peers around you, your age, do not know who they are.
But they're all
putting on an act because everybody wants to feel grown up and everybody wants to feel like they've got their life together. But all of us at every age, none of us have our shit together. We're all fledging through the same bullshit, trying to pretend like we know what we're doing. Fancy is a new dad, pretending like he's got it figured out. He doesn't know shit. That kid doesn't even fucking like him, and he doesn't even know. We're all falling through earth. We're falling through life. I don't give a fuck how old you are. The oldest person I've ever met to the young people, they're all figuring it out. We're all fucking liars. Everyone pretends to be an adult. There is no adult. It doesn't exist. We make adultism but it's not real. We pretend to be an adult.
I literally feel like a kid.
You are.
Yeah. I know I am.
That's what's great.
I'm not, you know, 51. I am.
I feel 51.
You do?
I feel like I'm much older than you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I used to think everyone on the inside was like a kid on the inside, but you're not. You're a dad.
I'm a dad.
Yeah.
And I'm not a dad, but I'm just an old man.
No, because you tap into your kidness and I've seen it.
No, I do. No, I do.
You're a kid.
I know, but most of the day I'm the old man in the sea.
You're responsible, the only responsible person.
What do you mean?
Uh-oh.
What do you mean? I'll tell you something.
I'm here tonight.
Kids back.
I'm here tonight. Why? Because I'm being responsible. I had other engagements, yeah. Right? And this is more important. And I canceled a bunch of shit because of your fault.
Mm-hmm.
Because you didn't tell me that I had to work tonight, right? So who's irresponsible?
Soccer jersey is fault. It's his fault. Can you do me a favor?
Yeah.
Will you call your assistant on the show and make up something insane and see if it'll actually happen?
Like what?
Just be like, hey, I'm gonna need. I need you to go.
Oh no, I feel bad.
Go look for Band-Aids, and it's a specific. It's skin, and go. Hey, I want skin colored Band-Aids.
For Asians, Asian
color, and find them because I know they do. Do they make them?
Hello.
Hey, Melanie.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm okay. Not really. I was in a car thing, accident.
Oh no.
Yeah, and I got a gouge on my shoulder.
Oh my god.
Yeah, and I need skin colored Band-Aids.
Okay.
Yellow. If they have Asian ones.
What?
Do they have them? Because if you give me black ones, I don't want to look like, you know, Denzel, like a part of my body to look like Denzel.
Oh my gosh. No, I'll look and see if they have skin colored Band-Aids, but I don't know. I'll look.
Maybe if you go to Little Tokyo, it's a gouge.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Are you okay?
Well, I can't feel my right side of my body. Should I go to the hospital?
Oh my God. Yes.
But do you think that they have yellow Band-Aids?
I don't think that that should be your concern. I think that you should get that, like, stitched.
Oh, you're on the podcast. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
Do you think they make yellow Band-Aids?
So terrible.
I'm kidding. I love you, Melanie. Have fun.
We love you.
What a roller coaster.
Bye. I love you. Bye.
She's the best. You know why we wanted to see the air? We weren't going to send her on an errand for the people at home.
Do you have an assistant?
No.
What about a little kid?
The reason, McCone is more of your assistant. Let me tell you something. What we did. You sent him on a wild goose chase, and it was kind of fucking hilarious. We had to leave. Where were we?
Okay. This was in Jacksonville.
And we were trying to leave Jacksonville. And Bobby said, I said, where are you? I called. I said, where are you, dude? We're leaving soon. And he goes, Bobby said he wanted earplugs really bad. And Bobby said, I got to go get them. This kid went to five pharmacy locations.
Yep.
Ubered around town to find you earplugs.
Yep.
Couldn't find them. And then, after not finding them, did find them, finally, then took his like fifth Uber to a hotel that wasn't our hotel across the river.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And we had to pick him up out front. And I said, how did you end up at this hotel? And he goes, I didn't know there was more than one Marriott in this city.
Insane.
I know. It's
insane.
He's a little slow on the upswing.
Yeah, did you get what you pay for?
That's the truth. Fact. That is the fact.
That's a fact.
That is a fact.
I want to say this, all right? Every pharmacy has earplugs. Every single one.
Yes.
Right, Andre?
Not the wax kind that you requested.
Every single one on planet Earth.
Wait a minute. The foam ones, yes. You're saying wax specific.
He requested wax ones.
Every fucking pharmacy has a wax one.
Wax is tough.
It's not tough.
Ever
since I was 18 years old, I've been using fucking wax earplugs, right? Yeah. I've gone to pharmacies all over the planet Earth. In Thailand, they have it.
And I found them. I got there.
Well, don't make it so I went to 9 different places. You went to one place.
I'm going to call a pharmacy, see if they have them.
All right, good.
I'm going to call the two around us. Let's see if he's right.
Thank you for choosing Walgreens. This is Kristen. How can I help you?
Hey, Kristen. This is Marcus. I'm looking for... I can't sleep at night, and I'm looking for... earplugs, and I've been just scouring the earth to find wax earplugs, like beeswax. Do y'all have wax earplugs?
Wax earplugs? Let me check for you, sir.
Thank you. We'll see. So, we'll see. Because you keep telling me everybody's got them. I don't think everybody's got them. I'm calling the Walgreens right now just to find out. I hope
they're
do.
They're not called wax earplugs.
Yeah, they are called wax. What would they be called?
They're called, I'm going to look them up.
They're called wax earplugs.
No, they're called,
look at that, wax earplugs.
That's
what it is.
That's the kind I got you.
Wax earplugs. Ooh, loop quiet earplugs. That looks nice.
They're like silicone earplugs.
No, they're wax. They're moldable.
Silicone is what I wanted.
They're made of wax. Or silicone.
Hi there. Okay, so we don't carry the wax ones. We carry the foam ones, but we're out of stock.
So foams are gone as well.
Wait, it's silicone. Mm-hmm.
What about silicone? Is it no silicone? It's just foam, huh?
Right, just foam, but we are out of stock.
You're out of everything anyway. Everyone's got it. Everyone needs them in their ears, I guess.
God damn it.
Thank you.
No problem. Sorry.
Bye.
I'm calling.
I gotta tell you something.
No, I'm calling. There's no way. There's
not
no
only
way.
Did they not have them, they didn't even have the foam ones. And I said everyone carries foam.
Yeah.
Not everyone carries wax, but everyone carries foam.
Let me say something right now. I don't even believe her. I still don't believe it.
You think she's a liar?
Yeah, she's a fucking liar.
She sounded like a liar.
Yeah. She's a fucking liar.
She went like this. Oh, I'll go check.
Yeah, she didn't check. There's no way they don't have it.
Yeah.
There's no way they don't have it.
You'd be surprised.
No, you're surprised.
I am surprised.
You're fired.
You're fired.
Yeah.
You're fired.
Fucking liar.
But you sent him on a goose chase, and I got to tell you, it was one of the 10 Korean commandments. So the 10...
And the goose chases will continue. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
No, but you are going to go. You are to continue. In fact, the 10 Korean commandments that he bestowed upon you, one of them was to go get a menial task, and that was go get wax earplugs. Number two, which you never completed. You know what number two was?
No, number two was getting him a spit cup.
No. That was.
You know what? One of the small talk. I fucking hate it.
He doesn't
this
like
is
it.
Him. How was your meal? Who gives a fuck?
He did ask you some really, really,
really fucking stupid,
stupid
shit.
Questions.
And also, when I'm not looking at you, stop looking at me.
Look what he's doing right now.
Yeah, I'm at dinner, right? And I look over, and McCone's just looking at me. I fucking hate it. It's fucking, you know what?
It's your fault, too. You give him caviar. You gave him caviar.
I fucked it up. I already know I fucked it up.
Thank you.
I gave him fucking AirPods.
AirPods.
I got him fucking caviar.
Caviar.
And then, yeah, I fucked you up, dude. You should never be like this.
We did fuck you up, and I'm sorry about it. And I will say this. It's been amazing having Rudy back in the studio. Do we need her back ever again?
Yes.
I'm not sure. Yes. Yes. Oh, okay, yes.
Yes.
Don't fucking wince at me, buddy. Don't wince at me. I asked you to maybe bring us story. Bring a story, I said. Maybe.
I told you all the stories on the last episode. I'm out of fuel already.
What was the story from the last episode?
The shooting.
What shooting?
What shooting?
And what kind of gun is this?
Wait a minute. What shooting story? What are you talking about?
The guy that threatened to shoot the school.
Oh, yeah. Great story. you brought trauma to the show. Not like, hey, a cool thing happened to me.
There's not a story from your homeland that you can tell, like a folklore.
Give us
an
old lore. Yeah, an old wives' tale.
Give me a folklore.
Well,
here we go.
Okay.
At night.
What about the island? Isn't there an island in the
Philippines? There's so many islands. What are you talking
about? Let me finish what I'm fucking saying.
Like this. I
There's 7,000 islands. I know. But isn't one of the islands with witches and stuff?
It's not an island. It's part of Cebu. And Sikihor is the name.
Sikihor.
Hell yeah.
That was one of my girlfriend's nicknames. And she had lesions on her fucking snatch.
It's like a Sikihor. It's like a 3-hour drive from my home. And then when you go there, they say there's a lot of witches. And then that's where you get like people to heal you if you're sick or if you're feeling like...
Wait.
Is that Kalila? That's a Sikihor witch?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
By the way,
she looks like a Sikihor.
Sikihor witch is a...
She's just smoking a blunt after the coconut.
That's a dope rap name.
Yeah, yeah.
Sikihor witch in this motherfucker.
Yeah, look at her.
Well, I'm glad... Thank you for the information about Sikihor
witches.
There's
more Sikihors. Look at them. Look at what's in her hand.
Probably
Tell us what that is on her hand.
Alcohol and beads.
Yeah.
Carlos knows all too well about alcohol and beads.
Yeah.
You know what for punishment, Carlos? What I would like, actually? Mm-hmm. This is fun. Here's a bit for the crowd. And I'm dead serious.
Wait, punishment
about this.
For what?
Huh?
Punishment for what?
Pick one. You know what I mean? At this point, pick one, buddy.
Yeah.
Can we just knock out two at once?
No.
No.
Okay.
No.
I'm dead serious. For the San Diego show. Oh, no. Not kidding even a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
When you get to San Diego.
Yeah.
When you're on the side stage.
Mm-hmm.
Before we call you out to say hello.
Yeah.
I want you to put anal beads in your butt, and on the live show, Bobby and I are going to rip them out. Okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Good.
Does that hurt?
I've never done it, Juicy.
We're going to make it hurt. And I don't want bullshit marble anal beads. I want sizable ones.
And the deeper it is, the funnier it is. If it's one bead, it's not
stupid.
Funny.
I'm not going
to do one
bead.
We
got to hear 15.
So I have to like clean out my asshole first, right?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I'm dead serious. If there's less than 10 beads in there, fired.
I want the beads to be white.
No.
Yeah. No. The beads have to be white. We want to see the difference.
I'm just telling you, you better get to stuffing. And you should be at home practicing tonight.
Yeah, I was going to say I have to practice at
the
time.
Yeah, I want to do that for the first time live.
What would happen if you put a firecracker in your anus and lit it on fire?
Let's try it with Carlos.
Yes.
Yeah.
Whatever it is.
Yeah. Would you do that?
No.
Why?
That sounds dangerous.
Johnny Knoxville would do it.
Yeah, Johnny would
do
it.
Yeah, don't you want to be like Johnny Knoxville?
Don't you want to be Johnny Knoxville?
All right, fine. I would probably
Atta boy.
Yeah.
McCone would do something like that. McCone, we're going to light a firework in your asshole. That's Korean. Oh, he's down.
No, I think it would blow your asshole apart.
Well, let's do an M80.
Oh, my God.
What's an M80?
It's a thick, it's like a half a stick of dynamite.
Someone. We can Wile E. Coyote it on the other side.
Yeah, I think it's a quarter stick. Yeah,
it's a quarter stick. That's what an M80 is.
So fun.
Dude, M80s are fucking brutal.
So because
they say if you hold an M80 and you let your hand will blow up.
Yeah, of course. What do you mean?
Yeah.
It'll blow your hand right
Look
off.
Look at that thing.
Probably finding an asshole though.
Yeah, for sure. Well, those things are resilient.
What about a Roman candle? And then he could shoot it out of his asshole.
That's what we should do at the amphitheater in San Diego, is Roman candles out of your butt, because that's not unsafe for the other side. Let's 100% get those, please. You can put the one end in your butt, the other end shoots out.
I mean, you sure you don't want to go to San Diego?
It's obviously a fire hazard, but I would do it anyway.
No, we're outside.
You know, some states are lucky. They sell fireworks. California does not.
Yeah, it's illegal here.
It's illegal.
You can go to Nevada, right? Doesn't Nevada have fireworks?
Yeah, but usually like in Compton or something on 4th of July, you can get them.
Whoa. Dude.
In what are you saying?
What are you saying?
What are you saying?
I've got them there on 4th of July. That's what.
You go to Compton for fireworks?
I went to Drew League 1 year, and it was down there on 4th of July, and I grabbed fireworks from some black kids. Whoa. I paid the
money.
Why
did you have to put the last part in there?
Yeah.
Yeah,
why you have to call them kids?
Yeah.
Well, not everyone lives in Compton, but yeah, no, I just want to add more color to the story.
Can you imagine how hard they would roast him? You know, oh, when he goes down to Compton?
No, I feel like they would know him. What do you think? Yeah. Carlos!
Oh, Carlos is here!
Yeah, Anal Bead Carlos is here, man.
Look at him, man.
No, I do head nods at people.
ABC,
on
Anal Bead Carlos, there come ABC.
Oh, you do head nods?
I do head nods, yeah.
Yeah, let me see a head nod. So him and I are MS-13.
Sure.
We're at a red light.
Right?
We're at a red light.
What's up, bro?
What's up, bro?
Yo, what up?
Well, I don't think
you feel about it?
I don't know. I'm a little shaky. I don't know. Yeah, where are you from, dog?
Oh, I live in West Hollywood.
Are you gay?
No.
Why the dog?
No, you know, because sometimes you don't ever.
No, we don't know. No, we don't know.
Got ya.
No, I think gangsters, they like me.
Yeah, I think gangsters like me. Who, me? I'm pretty sure gangsters like me.
I want to see. Let me see if my what up's good. You guys are a hardcore gang.
You too.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, don't let me hang.
Yeah, you are.
What?
Oh, you look nervous. That
I
didn't work.
No, because they were confused.
That's what happens. They try to confuse you.
You're gonna say something to me. You're the gang.
No, we don't. We're the gang. You're supposed to say it.
No, because we said
stay in character.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
What's up?
What up?
I just asked you what's up.
Wait, how was my what up? Okay. Oh, sorry.
Who's this?
You have a gun?
No, it's just my fingers. I'm just pointing at him.
Oh, it is.
Brah, you mute?
Brah,
you mute? She asked you a question.
He just went to mind school, dog. There he is.
That's pretty good, actually. Yeah. So, should we stab these guys?
All right, everybody.
Thank you
for being a bad friend.